Our great need today, there's no denying this, our greater need today than anything else is more of the Spirit of God. We have it here. We know what we're meant to be communicating. We know what God has called us to do. We're not ignorant of these things, but we severely lack the power of the Spirit. And that's where we go back. Lord, I know what I'm meant to be doing. I understand what I am. I'm here living in the 21st century. But I'm not to have a mentality. I just need enough strength to hold on. No, if I have the fullness of the Holy Ghost, there's no saying what my life might do for my community or beyond, as the Lord would lead us. There is no telling. You think Peter knew when he got up on the day of Pentecost that he began to preach that 3,000 would be converted? No, he was just obeying. He was just doing what he was called to do, to preach Christ and Him crucified, make Him known. God giveth increase. That's not Peter doing that. He's being faithful. The one distinct difference is this. The Holy Ghost had come upon his life. And the Spirit of God took that message and gave to the church very promising beginnings. So that small handful that gathered there in the upper room all of a sudden exploded into thousands. And could go back to a parable like this and say, yes, yes, it will leaven the whole lump. It will leaven the whole lump. God shall light such a candle this day. In England, thy trust shall never be put out. Gospel optimism.